person isn't doing that. So I think the next best is probably doing that. You try to, I say again, to think of Re'ah Shvat, it's almost an impossibility. But if El, you can think of, we just barely finished El. So if you think through El, if there's anything that occurred during the month that we'd like to appeal to Hashem for forgiveness, so just the mere fact that we go through the El thinking along those lines awakens the memory cells of the month before that. Of like maybe if you just went to Av, maybe it would be a little bit blank. But of course, we're thinking of Elul, so Elul, you know, awakens the memory cells of and when we think of Av now, so thinking through the Chodesh, trying to see if there are any things that need to be cleaned out with the dry cleaning system of Yom Kippur. So that awakens, stimulates the memory of Tammuz. And by thinking of some Tammuz, that stimulates the memories of Sivan, and it keeps going. You know, that was like a thinking through Sivan stimulates the memory of Iyar, and then of Nisan, and then of Adar, I think Shvat. Go back even to Rosh Tishrei in this way. We say so. And just picking a month usually wouldn't help us, but by going back in this way, this manner, sometimes you can remember something, an incident that happened. Where's Adar? Where was that? Where's Adar? And remember you had that experience. You over in Severa, put down a piece of paper whenever you think of something, and then you come to your paper, the paper of different items on it, so make an appeal to the Shpoch to be forgive you. So of course that's much more valuable than just the generality. So that's a marvelous Yom Kippur, Hakhani Yom Kippur activity, which that we'd like to suggest. Incidentally, Rabbi Yisai says May Tshuva, as the word implies, really is a time for Tshuva and Kapara itself. So, this Machshava occurred to me just this year. This Machshava that we're always thinking about, this exercise we gave to God last year, in terms of Yom Kippur. But really, the whole says May Tshuva is a time for tshuva, as the terminology implies. Of course, Yom Kippur has certain qualities of tshuva, of kapor. But they say the whole Asheres Mei Tshuva has a special quality of, you know, that before, for tshuva and having kapor. So first of all, we shouldn't forget that, and try the whole Seres Mei Tshuva to do tshuva. And now that we've spoken about that, word should we use, this tactic that we have to try to recall different items that must have a kana. So now we must take it and use that for this Asheres Mei Tshuva. We should use this principle to try to remember things that we did wrong. You don't have to use it only on the Kippur. You can use it on the Asheres Mei Tshuva also, that we're supposed to be doing yes, Nefesh Baruch Hu, to forgive her, right? Then at the end of the Tzed Mitzvah, the climax, you come to Yom Kippur also with a condition for your kapara. But until we get there, so you want to have a kapara, but it says to make tshuva, is a time of tshuva and kapara sabrinus also. Okay. I want to emphasize to the Olam the importance of Binyan Chavero, if a person feels that he sinned towards another person, another man, so of course, like it says in Halacha, the Bechoy could go over to Es Mechila, but there's a very, very, very important aspect of this, very important aspect of the activity or the action, the method that we use to ask Mechila, very, very, very common that people go over and they'll say, Michael, Michael, like it's done very, what's it called? Rote. Is that the right word? Rote. It's done just like mechanically, be Michael, Yehuda, Michael, very, cold and, just unemotionally, just Yetzer, he says you're supposed to ask Mechila, but you're Michael. Like a ceremony, sometimes I compare it to the Pidyon HaBen, Michael, because that your lines, you got the Kohen has his lines, Father has his, the type of automatic, an automatic role, so they have to. This is not the intention and the purpose, the accomplishment of the proper way of doing it is going over to the person, individual, and appealing to the person, expressing to the person that you start to feel remorse, you feel bad that. If you hurt the person's feelings and going over expressing that you really feel, it really hurts you very much that you caused a misnefesh and you really have tsar from that, it bothers you very much that you hurt the person and that you feel very bad about it. And you wish to appeal to the person that he should be meichel you. I don't know how I did it. I think I didn't sleep too much that night, and I really wasn't myself, and of course I didn't mean it, and I feel very bad about it. The person should appeal to the individual, as a serious, give and take between them. That appealing to him that he should that he really should be Michael. Person is owes some money to somebody who has a debt, he owes him, he borrowed the money or whatever, he was not something, says like to Michael $20,000, Michael a person will never do anything like that. So if somebody hurt somebody, Michael, you have to, the person should appeal to the person and to show him that he really has remorse and it really bothers him that he hurt the other person. Okay, so that's, I think, a very important point. Rabbi said this area of Ben Chavero and hurting is as you can see from the Chazal in the Halacha, that it's
on a bracha. Describe what the problem is.
Okay, so, since maybe before we went to Uman a long time ago.
Just describe the problem.
Every time I log on to my time, it says welcome, preparing Windows. The screen turns blue. Wait a minute.
Stop. The computer says what?
Preparing Windows.
Turns blue.
And I have to do my password. You have to type in my password to make sure it's me or something like that. And then it signs me up to a different user. In the meanwhile, meantime, till the thingy is prepared. But even if I've been on the time less than half an hour, which is the time they gave me a day, and I log off, then I log back on, I can't log back on.
It's a separate thing.
No, yeah. But I mean, it all has to do the same thing, because it says preparing Windows, but I already used the other user. So I can't go back onto the other user type thing. I watched videos of the 9/11 attack.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it not that soon? Like, there were people inside the building who didn't even know each other and, like, rescued, like...
You gotta give it everything you could.
Most mesmerizing was that people, like, instead of saving themselves, they saved other people. Like, people, you said, instead of going down to save themselves, the second they felt the boom, they went up, and all the people on the floors, from them up to the top, like up to floor 91 they went. Well, they went into every single office and said, is anyone here? You know, and they moved things. They actually rescued people. And, yeah, and there was one person who heard, like, someone, when the plane crashed in, there was someone who saw it ducked under a desk, like, the floor where the plane actually crashed, ducked under a desk, and was alive. Like, he got rescued, but he was buried. He was alive, but he was buried. Mm-hmm. So he screamed for help, like, his legs were buried, so he couldn't get out. And someone heard it on that floor and, like, rescued him, you know, like, took him out and, you know, helped him. Put him or rescued him. Right? So. Yep. obligated to wash your hair every day or not? Not helping.
To do what?
Wash your hair every day.
Some people say yes, some people say no.
Some people use special shampoo so it doesn't damage the hair. The soap can be damaging.
How?
Because hair is like, it's like a living thing.
Right.
So if it, soap it is like a bleach. Soap is like, so in order to clean,
right,
it has to rough the stuff out of the church.
So what cleaning, what does the soap do to the hair?
Makes it white? That's it. Right.
So
I'm not going to judge mine. Question really is, you love me. Of course. But she's done so much for me.
I'm not
clear.
But
you love
me.
I love it. You sure this is what you want to do?
I'll
pull
up the
door.
Please.
Guess I'll see you at the wedding.
I asked Cheryl Goldring, out of curiosity, why she chose to call us versus any of the other numbers that she was given to her family member. She knows the Biliac. Why she called them? She says her sisters will have us, that it's fun to come here.
Thank you.
The big blue one, this one, the yellow ones, and the blue and black ones are kosher.
Are kosher?
Yeah.
I'll keep it in mind.
Just in case some of them die.
Okay.
Kids, I think that was our one chance at true love.
True that, Tom. Well, I don't know, that's romantic, not realistic.
I agree. It's rare. But I don't settle for less. And dogs. White lilies. This ranch. These people.
They're all my favorite.
I love you with all of my heart. And I want to walk through life leaning against you. So that neither one of us falls. You are my true love. Sarah Stanford.
you. Both, aren't we?
You, Sarah, promise to love Bradley in sickness and in health forever and ever.
I do.
I'll pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Were they the parents of one of those?
I like country. Will you become a cowboy?
You've asked me that a few times.
But you haven't done it yet.
No, it's hard.
I mean, it took me how many years? How many years were we married before you became an Israeli? From 89 to 2002. How many years is that?
13 years.
And we've been in Israel now for 15 and a half years.
15 years.
So I was very patient the first 13 to get you to become an Israeli. How much more patient do I have to be to get you to be a cowboy? I mean, really? That's what I have to say about that. I don't mind getting married in a barn. When you become a cowboy, we can have a second wedding in a barn.
Where are you going to find a barn in Beit Shemesh?
Who says it has to be in Beit Shemesh? Uh-huh. Well, we can go to Yishi. To Yishi, to David's farm.
David's farm.
Who says it has to be in Beit Shemesh?
My coffee, and I didn't finish it yet.
That's not unusual.
I know. Is it regular or decaf?
Decaf.
She locked the door?
Chana Bracha said she did. I don't know if she did, though.
Were you able to do a tashlich when you were in a Uman?
Yeah.
You did?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of water over there. Oh, you are?
Yeah. We're going to go there for lunch. Take bread with us. And,
how many people do you have going with you on this, Chevron trip on Yom Kippur? The whole bus?
And then some. 53 people signed up. Space for 50.
Have 53 people paid?
Only two people have paid.
Ah.
Or four. to bring his money on the bus.
Uh-huh. So what are you going to do with the extra three people?
Tell them they can't come.
Well, how are you going to figure that? How are you, who are you going to tell if they can't come?
Well, that's
my list. China Beach! China Beach? I did just hear her, didn't I?
Three on the waiting list.
So what do you do? If people don't show up, you call them last minute and tell them to come?
Basically. I mean, there are usually one or two people that morning at 4:30 in the morning. So I will tell the people that, you know. But I've already told people, at this point, starting tomorrow morning, if they back out, they pay, regardless of whether they come or not. Unless I can fill the space. But I have to have the money.
To pay for the bus.
The bus and pay for the tour. Since I'm also a bus.
How many women do you have coming this year?
I don't know. It's hard to tell. Like when Shulman says four, I'm assuming one's a woman, but I don't know. It could be four guys.
Well, she and her sister Pogro went last year.
Okay. So. But into probably 10 or so, maybe 50. Which is about probably normal.
Hoshe is not going.
Hoshe is not going.
But Tabaruch is going. I knew I heard you.
I'm not tired.
Come.
That's not good. Did you sleep today?
Come. She wasn't hungry. She wasn't tired.
This is mine.
Sit here for 2 minutes. I'm counting.
But I would all drink Hog. Wednesday, slept. Thursday, slept.
She did.
Why?
She slept at sun because she got her period.
No.
Yes.
I sleep even when I don't get my period.
When she gets her period, she gets crampy, moody, and sleepy. It's not funny. It's just the way it is.
You know, first of all, I don't get moody.
No, not much.
I was very happy. I just, sometimes I like laughing a lot. But I like laughing all the time. I got these mood springs. I just like laughing.
Mood springs or mood swings?
Same thing.
It's not the same thing.
And I always like sleeping. I'm always tired. On Shabbos, lately, even way before my period, I've always been sleeping on Shabbos.
Because you go to bed too late during the week.
I go to bed at 10.
So let me say that again. Because you go to bed too late during the week, you need to make up for the sleep on Shabbos.
I go to bed at 10:30. How is that too late?
Your body might need more.
Maybe you need to go to bed at 8:30.
Don't make her do this to me.
I didn't do anything to you.
10:30.
Except maybe. Gave birth to you. That's all I did was give birth to you.
Gave me life.
Gave you life.
I honestly don't think it's not that I'm not getting enough sleep. I think I'm getting plenty of sleep. I just like sleeping because I am growing, right?
That is also true. Your
and
body
when is someone is growing, they need a lot of sleep.
That's also true. Because
people don't grow during the day. They grow during the night.
Or you're telling me this fact because
I checked it up.
Or you checked it up. I didn't know that.
Probably did. So that's why I'm sleeping. Because I'm growing. And also because I remember in California, Hannah told me that once you become a real teenager, you start sleeping. Now when I got to Israel, I started sleeping more. Also because I like dreaming. I love sleeping. I love going to bed. Because you have a perfect night's sleep and you dream. And it's a magical world. It's your imagination.
How's Shalom doing? Oh, you wasn't feeling so good.
Yeah, some tests and stuff coming up.
Has he heard back from his friend?
Yeah, they're not. I mean, it was Rosh Hashanah, so. But he's obviously taking it very slow and relaxed, which is fine.
Everybody has so much patience, I don't understand it.
It's in you, you just gotta find it.
I tried.
No,
I was just telling Abba how patient I was 12 years, 13 years, until he became an Israeli. Another 15 years. Still not a cowboy.
Abba, you're making her mad. No, okay.
I think for Purim, you should dress up as a cowboy.
That's cute.
At least for Purim. Cowboy hat, cowboy boots, a bandana, a denim jacket.
A belt.
And we have a guitar.
Guitar? We have a guitar!
Hannah Bracha thinks I'm immature. She wants me to grow up.
She really is.
She's just playful.
I know. That's why your foot stinks.
My foot doesn't stink.
Yeah, have you smelled it?
Would you like to smell?
No, thank you.
You're smelling your own feet.
I don't smell my own feet.
Because we're closer to you. Well, they're full of dirt.
This is right here, and this is all the
dirt. Yeah, but that's full of dirt.
Well, stink. Doesn't gotta be full of dirt. Thank you.
Go ahead, smell your feet.
That's enough of dirt. Ow, my elbow.
Yeah,
no, it's
because
my ankle.
That's why in America on Halloween they say trick or treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat.
It's because I sprained my ankle a few weeks ago, and it just hasn't even healed yet. So I could walk, I could run, but like, do something like that. And just,
okay, give me a kiss on the toe.
But I can't fall asleep.
And that's my problem, how?
Your mother's looking at you, like a little sound, like, yeah.
You're falling asleep.